story, and now I am inspired by the Game Theory 28, predictive history. So now we have these, you know, somewhere up there in the fine chambers of the empire. Maybe Maria is moving around there, but in kind of the inner room there. And where the top leaders are sitting, and they say, you know, we should, what are we going to do? And you have this, we are not the only superpower anymore. There are these two others, and they are, or maybe three, you know, they're, or maybe just two others. And they are establishing trade on their own. They don't care about our money and businesses. They don't need it. You know, I have some realist sitting there, smart guy. And then you have the power guys and the president and the others, the real power players. And, I mean, normally in this situation, your economy is going down and everything. The best solution is to go to war, but the problem is we can never win against those two. They're much more powerful than us, and even our weapons need resources that only they deliver. And they think, phew. Well, let's attack that country. Why? What do you mean? It's easy. They're religious. Theocracy. Nobody likes them. We have made sure of that through the years. We have been planning this and preparing that option for many years. I mean, you can see it coming, right? So, and you know, they are at the hub of the trade network they are building. So remove that hub and you split them up. So, well, you know, and someone may be doubtful and said, we can do it in a few days. We are completely superior military, you know, army. We just bombed the hell out of them. Bombed them back to the Stone Age. It takes max 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And we still have weapons enough to fight the other. Once, you know, the wars, and they say, you know, and they bring up some military expert, you know, some general who you can see is just from the university and never, and say, are you a general? Yep, went to the military, blah, 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 fine academy of this and that, and blah, blah, blah. And he's just repeating the, basically reading from the script. And you have these super duper intelligent AI lords standing there behind. And, you know, maybe they say something, maybe not. That, you know, we... Or the president says, you know, we got the AI, the best in the world, and technologists, and, you know, we are just great. They should learn that. We are the greatest. We are the big lion in the jungle. And it's whatever you want to say in the media, that's still the law that rules. That's what the president says it to someone. And then you have this quiet couple, you know, the elderly, who sit there in their armchairs, they think. And they say, you know, you sure you can do it that quickly? Yeah, you know, the general's really trying to stretch himself up. We got the greatest army in the world. You know, dot, 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 and then he says, okay, go ahead then. But if this doesn't work, and the president says, well, we'll always have the nukes. And maybe that couple, the lady says, that would be Armageddon, the end of days. As the predictions say, dot, dot, dot. Looking thoughtful.